Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Bedfordshire. Here's the headline. Bedfordshire is a working county, value-priced, logistics-led and unusually well-served by lenders for a market of its size. A March auction print on a Bedford shopping arcade cleared at 15.1% net initial yield, which is an extraordinarily wide number, and it frames the deep value end of the county cleanly. Let me set the scene. Bedfordshire is a compact county of just under 700,000 people, wedged between Hertfordshire to the south, Buckinghamshire to the west, Northamptonshire to the north, and Cambridgeshire to the east. Three unitary authorities, Bedford, Central Bedfordshire, and Luton. What defines Bedfordshire commercially is geography. The M1 motorway runs north through Luton and Dunstable. The A1 runs north on the eastern side of the county through Biggleswade and Sandy. The Midland Main Line carries Luton and Bedford into St Pancras within roughly 30 to 50 minutes. The East Coast Main Line connects Biggleswade and Sandy to King's Cross. And London Luton Airport sits adjacent to the M1, a top 5 UK airport that draws EasyJet and Wizz Air's UK head offices, plus a deep aviation services and maintenance, repair and overhaul cluster. The occupier base reflects all of that. Luton carries the Vauxhall manufacturing legacy. The plant, once one of the larger UK car assembly sites, now a mixed light industrial and warehousing footprint, with the residual van manufacturing operations still anchoring the local industrial base. Bedford is the county town. Professional services, the University of Bedfordshire, and the Cardington Airship Hangars, which have been repurposed as vehicle and aerospace testing facilities. Dunstable sits at the southern edge of the Chilterns area of outstanding natural beauty, the AONB, with Whipsnade Zoo nearby. Leighton Buzzard is the established commuter town on the West Coast Main Line, and Biggleswade has progressively built an agritech identity around its market town core. Why should an investor care? Because Bedfordshire is materially less affluent than Hertfordshire to the south, with pricing to match. But the working economy underneath is real. The lender appetite is broad, and the M1 and A1 logistics belt has continued to absorb space through the cycle. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 2,814 commercial-leaning transactions across the five principal Bedfordshire towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year, alongside 15,700 residential transactions. That commercial-to-residential ratio is higher than Hertfordshire's, and it tells you what Bedfordshire actually is: a working industrial and logistics economy with a commuter fringe, not the other way round. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Luton. Luton is the largest town in the county by population, 225,000 people, and by some distance the most active commercial market by transaction count, 1,269 recorded transactions over the rolling 5 years. That is over 45% of the countywide total on its own. The mix is unusually deep. Airport-adjacent professional services, the Vauxhall industrial footprint, and a substantial residential investment market acquired through commercial structures. Around 300 of those Luton transactions are flats acquired through commercial structures, almost certainly buy-to-let and house in multiple occupation, or HMO, purchases supported by airport, university and commuter tenant flows. Median commercial transaction price sits at £262,500, the keenest in the county, and a clear value-led entry point. The auction asset to mention here is the Tesco and Flats lot at 58 to 60 Calverton Road, a supermarket-anchored convenience and residential mixed asset available at the Acuitas March 2026 catalogue. That is the format that has historically drawn institutional appetite at the keener end of the retail yield spectrum. Second, Bedford. Bedford is the county town and the second largest commercial market by transaction count, 931 over the window. Median price, £295,000. The office base is deeper than Luton's, 27 office-coded transactions, anchored by professional services, the University of Bedfordshire, and the Cardington Testing and Aerospace Cluster. And Bedford produces the most important auction print in the county this cycle. The arcade at Harper Street and High Street, Bedford, a shopping centre arcade lot, sold under the hammer at the Acuitas March 2026 auction for £2,605,000. That price reflected a 15.1% net initial yield. To put that number in context, recent Hertfordshire High Street auction prints clear in a band of roughly 7 to 10.5%. 15.1 is materially wider. It reflects both the specific shopping centre arcade format, rather than a single high street unit, and the broader repricing of weaker covenant town centre retail in markets without the affluent commuter income depth. Read it as the deep value end of the county's retail spectrum, not as a benchmark for prime pitch single units. Bedford's other notable auction asset is the Harrowden Road Industrial Estate, with a passing rent of £168,390 per annum. The estate has cycled through two Acuitas catalogues, withdrawn under the hammer at the October 2025 sale, then sold prior at the December 2025 catalogue. That pattern, withdrawn in the public room, traded off market shortly after, is a recognisable indicator of vendor and buyer converging at a price the auction did not quite deliver, and it frames the live institutional interest in the county's mid-sized multi-let industrial cleanly. Third, Dunstable. Dunstable sits at the M1 junction and the southern edge of the Chilterns AOND. 291 transactions over the window, a median of £325,000, and a notably retail-heavy profile, 23 retail-coded transactions, the third highest in the county for a town of its size. The retail concentration reflects both a live town centre repricing dynamic and the convenience retail base supporting the surrounding rural belt and Whipsnade Zoo tourism flows. Planning friction in the AONB is real. Conservation designation tightens development viability materially across Dunstable Downs. Worth a quick word on Leighton Buzzard, Biggleswade and Flitwick too. Leighton Buzzard, 224 transactions, a P75 of £421,000, the most affluent of the Tier 3 commuter towns. Biggleswade, 99 transactions, but the highest median price in the county at £350,000, driven by tightly held agri-tech influenced stock around the A1 corridor and the East Coast mainline. Flitwick recorded no commercial leaning HMLR data over the window. Its role within the county is primarily residential commuter. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. Bedfordshire is a thinner public auction market than Hertfordshire. Four Acuitas lots have been matched to the county over the rolling window, all in either Bedford or Luton, but the mix is unusually informative. The 15.1% Bedford arcade print sets the deep value retail marker. The Harrowden Road industrial pattern frames live institutional interest in multi-let industrial. The Luton Calverton Road Tesco and Flats lot frames the keener convenience end. Reading across the rest of the market, well-let secondary office product trades broadly in the 7 to 8.5% net initial range, with the strongest stock in central Bedford and on the Luton Airport business cluster transacting tighter. Multi-let industrial and logistics in the M1 and A1 corridor clears in line with the wider East of England in the 5.5 to 7.5% range. Residential investment held in special purpose companies runs in the 6 to 8% gross yield band across Luton. Which brings us to lender appetite. Bedfordshire is well served on commercial mortgage finance, with a slightly different lender profile to Hertfordshire, reflecting the keener pricing and the more industrial mix. High Street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC, Santander compete actively for prime owner-occupier and well-let investment in the £1 to £15 million range, particularly along the M1 corridor through Luton and Dunstable, the A1 corridor through Biggleswade, and the Bedford professional services and SME industrial market. Challenger banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust, are the dominant force in the £500,000 to £10 million mid-market, which is precisely where the bulk of Bedfordshire's transaction volume sits. The keener average ticket sizes, median commercial prices of around £260,000 in Luton, around £295,000 in Bedford, Suit smaller deal challenger underwriting cleanly. Specialist lenders. Together, LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, Avamore, Hope Capital. Handle bridging, light development, and complex situations, particularly around the Luton Town Centre repricing, the Bedford retail conversion market, and the Marston Vale and Cardington redevelopment opportunities. What to be cautious about? Four things. First, town centre retail repricing in Luton. The 15.1% Bedford Arcade print puts standing investment values under pressure across comparable shopping centre stock countywide. Second, planning friction in the Chilterns AONB belt south of Dunstable and Leighton Buzzard. Third, industrial heritage remediation around the Vauxhall footprint at Luton and the older Bedford industrial estates. Ground condition risks need pricing into both acquisition and refinance underwriting. And fourth, concentration risk in the airport's adjacent occupier base. London Luton Airport, EasyJet and Wizz Air collectively support a meaningful share of the Luton commercial economy. Outlook. The 12-month picture for Bedfordshire commercial property finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of selective recovery in industrial and supermarket-anchored convenience, ongoing price discovery in town centre retail, and steady demand for residential investment held in special purpose companies across Luton in particular. What to watch? Bedford Town Centre retail repricing, the arcade clearance at 15.1% will set the marker against which subsequent prints are compared. The Luton Airport Cluster occupier base, where EasyJet and Wizz Air operational news will feed directly into local office and hotel income. The Marston Vale and Cardington redevelopment opportunities. And the agri-tech-influenced A1 corridor through Biggleswade, where a small absolute transaction count understates the live occupier interest. The single biggest swing factor is planning consent throughput across the AONB and Marston Vale belts. Underlying occupier and investor demand is there. Pipeline conversion will depend on the local authority and AONB partnership response. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Bedfordshire, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.